Like, if you have a Calvin pissing on something bumper sticker, stop listening to us, and because I don't trust you as a person.
I don't remember. Yeah. I was probably just chiming in.
I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I would hope so. You're part of the show.
Yeah.
What?
Basically, yeah, I bought a ticket just to beat fucking Marty Jannetty, who apparently, like two days ago, just confessed casually to a fucking murder. Fucking dope.
Super hella dope. I won't stop saying hella either. I'm just letting you know.
That's fine. I've started saying it again, too. Anyways, hello, and welcome to the Discount Podcast, the only internet show available on the internet for free. My name is Anton. I am your host. With me is Jovi.
Holla, 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 holla.
Let me tell you something, playa and Mike.
Dope.
Fucking dope.
Super dope.
If you're a returning NPC, welcome back. Thank you. If you are new here, you might be wondering who we are, and I figured maybe we should do this, you know, just to get it out of the way. We are a kind of wrestling podcast. That's it. We talk about wrestling, and we talk about whatever the fuck we want. So if you don't want to hear any of that, maybe you should leave.
And we are, good talk.
Yeah, good talk.
And click.
Yeah, right. I guess half the people who turn this episode on today.
No. Hang around. It's going to be a fun time. But definitely don't listen to us at work if you have not figured that out already.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah. Super NSFW, so to speak. I mean, I guess unless you're allowed headphones at work, which is just few dope. And far between. Yeah, and also dope. But...
We also like to start the show with a resounding
fuck you, Steve.
That's important. It's not important to you. It's just go back.
It's important to us, and like, there's context.
There is context.
We just stopped actually talking about Steve and summed it up with that clip we found.
Basically,
just go back 80 or so episodes.
Yeah.
It's also difficult to like continue to talk about somebody when you haven't been able to see them in months.
Right. Like, so, and we're not really active on Facebook anymore, so I don't have any fodder.
I don't have anything to be mad at him for right now. So next, what? Oh yeah. Oh shit. Yes, absolutely. What we like to do here is we like to watch wrestling while we record, so if you're listening and you want to play along, we're watching WCW Mayhem 2000. We are 29 minutes and 25 seconds in. So, go get synced up and come back, and we can watch along, because we're probably going to get distracted.
We tend to. That's kind of our thing.
So, first thing I want to get out of the way is, I know last week I mentioned that I was starting to stream again. Oof, that was rough. That was a rough bump, man.
Anyway, sorry.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, but I don't think I ever actually mentioned the name of the channel or anything that's going on. So, the name of the channel is I Am Arcade. Arcade is spelled with a K. So, if you're playing along at home, I-A-M-A-R-K-A-D-E. I have no schedule, so don't hold me to that. I just kind of stream whenever I want, but a follow would be greatly appreciated. I am on the way to affiliation. And more importantly, next week, what we are going to do is we are going to do a stream of Jovi playing Comic Zone on the Genesis. It's her game. That's like one of her favorites. That's her shiznizzle. And
I honestly, what was it? Maybe 6 months ago, for the first time, saw it on a like hardest Genesis games list, mm-hmm. and I've been just baffled ever since. But I memorized it as a child, so.
So you're not practicing? Because fuck it.
No.
I'm not practicing actually because I thought it'd be funnier to let one or both of y'all make fun of me when I immediately fuck up.
Oh, and hopefully, I know we get a moderate amount of listens each week. Hopefully, everybody that listens to this will go, and even if you don't follow. Just go to the channel. We will put some information up on Twitter about it and give you like an exact time and all that stuff. Mike, I hate to break it to you. You might have to be here a little earlier than 5 next week just so we can fit it all in.
I don't know what my hours are next weekend. It might have to be a day after recording thing.
You work till 5.
I work till 5. Thanks. Yeah. I knew I wrote it down. This is why we have a shared dry erase calendar, because neither of us knows when we're working unless it's just there.
So I figure if she works till 5, I mean, if you get here, whatever, we'll figure it out. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll post the information on the Twitter at Discount Podcast, also at Grease Whistle. Yes, you heard that correctly. I'll post it there too. And fucking show up and let's watch her fail. Because no, she's not been practicing. But part of the reason to that is
I said
also
it. So you did say it. You could make fun of me.
You did say it, but we did look for the game the other night, and we have this really weird thing that happens in our apartment where, like, sometimes games that are worth a lot of money just disappear from our apartment. So,
it's dope.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. So we go to look for Comic Zone and it's not there. So
I really think that might have been in storage, because at the time when we planned what we were storing, I think I tossed my Genesis games in one of the fucking boxes, and if that's the case.
But I would never store a game for a system. The only games I put in storage are the Sega CD games, because I don't have a power adapter for that.
Yeah, I think most of the PC games
and the Genesis. Stored, so. Yeah, the PC games got stored, but all the consoles we have here in the living room, of which are many, at least 9, they're the games will not go into storage. So, now that that's out of the way, I have to ask you, well, first of all, just because it's fresh in my mind.
What?
We're, what, 2 weeks into the mandate? 1 week, 2 weeks?
1 week.
Week and a half.
Yeah.
About a week and a half into the mask mandate, and I gotta tell you, after everything I've seen so far...
I'm pissed now!
Now?
Hang on.
I was pissed in March.
Hang on.
I'm pissed now!
There we go.
Yo.
I'm not fucking loving it, dude.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! Fuck you, people.
I'm hating it.
It's... Like, I understand, like, at our job, we can't really... They tell us not to enforce it because our company's a fucking puss hole.
No, but, you can enforce it if you're a manager, so well, you can.
No, you can't enforce it. You can politely remind
you
them.
You can suggest
politely this, and discreetly remind them that there's a mandate where, like, legally you have to wear a mask, but like,
the problem,
you can't stop them from coming in or tell them to leave, which the fucking
problem,
just... destroys the mandate.
It does. But the problem then becomes is, like, what if they're coming in to buy one?
Right.
You know what I mean? Which,
well,
we have
at
that
point, ask them. Yeah, like, are you buying a mask? No, then you can't be in here.
And you can fuck right off.
But, you know, well, as you know, working for a major corporation leaves you powerless to the PR machine.
Basically.
Is that Man Cow?
That's fucking Man Cow.
Why did I know that? I'm really mostly mad that I recognized him immediately. Also, the show is in Milwaukee. I did not know before I decided on it.
Also, look at that dude who's extremely edgy, pulling the Prodigy double mohawk on his fucking mane of chest hair. Super
hot.
Extreme.
Do me now.
Yeah,
no
right?
Fucking kidding. My panties are super on the floor.
Yeah, waterfalls.
Okay, so I have to ask you.
Me, personally?
Yeah, you. What the fuck is this thing you wrote on the board?
Which thing?
Coded masks like the leashes?
Yeah, see, I worded it vaguely so I would get to talk about it, because you'd notice and be like, what the fuck? So it worked. Anyway.
What the fuck is my vape? Keep going.
I was at the grocery store today and, like, visibly exhausted, in scrubs, and wearing my mask, and, like, trying to distance, and I got in line...
No, keep going.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck do you want? I'm like waiting in line at, like, I don't know, fucking
Chicken
checkout
nuggets.
3 or some shit. And this dude's like, hey, 1 is open. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would have just waited. I was tired and more movement sounded exhausting. But when somebody says, hey, you can go over there, you're like, well, now I'm obligated. I was being patient. And I go over there, and for some odd reason, the dude who said it, who was, like, clearly the shift manager on duty or something, comes over and stands at the other end of my cart as I'm loading the belt, directly in front of the credit card machine, which is A, not 6 feet away,
right.
And B, incredibly annoying, because, like, I'm too polite and anxious to be like, bro, you need to move so I can pay for my shit.
What, do you think you were gonna steal?
Yeah, no, he was, like, starting this... ridiculously upbeat bullshit fucking small talk conversation with me, and he's like, how are you today? And I'm like, tired.
Are you at pick and save for this?
Yeah.
What's this dude look like?
I don't know, tall and derpy.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah, they're all white.
No, there is a...
Look, man, we live in the suburbs. 95% of that staff is white.
Well, right, but there's...
Is there a particular guy you're thinking of?
Yeah, the guy I'm thinking of is Steve.
I don't know his fucking name.
He's average-looking white dude, probably like late 40s, early 50s. Does he look
slightly like Gene?
He doesn't have glasses, if that's what you're asking. And he's not bald, so no.
Just in the way that he's derpy and awkward and large.
No, Steve's pretty chill.
Okay, yeah, not the same person. Anyway, dude's just like, how you doing? I'm like, tired. And he's like, wow, the weather's really nice out there. And I was like, it's too hot. And like, I'm clearly not actually fucking caring about this. And he's like, you working this weekend? I'm like, yep. And he's like, ah, you're like me. You work all the weekends. He's like, most of them. And like, just in my head, I'm like, fucking, why?
Can I buy my shit and leave, please?
Like, I show all the signs of leave me alone. Like, how do I make this more obvious? So
he's a man, correct?
Yeah. So like, he's not going to listen anyway.
I get the story here. Can you please get back to how this wind talker bullshit that wrote on the porch?
That was my next point. I had to give you context to get how I got to the thought. You know those leashes dogs have that are coded by color, and they say shit like nervous, please do not approach, or like approachable, or like bites, and no children, no other dogs.
I've never seen this
You've never seen those? I've never seen this. Yeah, they're like leashes and harnesses you can get for dogs that are color-coded green, yellow, red, and it'll say exactly why. So you can give your dog like a little vest or harness or leash or the combination that just says nervous, do not approach. And I was like, I would like a mask that just says that.
He's nervous. Fuck off.
Nervous. Nervous. Do not approach. Leave me the fuck alone.
I legitimately saw somebody that had a mask today that said fuck off with a cross between what's it called? Pictology?
Uh-huh.
And actual text.
Nice.
It was literally, it was the word off, and then it was a stick figure humping the O.
Oh, Jesus. Like those fucking shitty bumper stickers?
Yes. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And his homie, who's buying like fucking orange juice and Arizona teas and two bags of Lay's, has got a camouflage one on. And I'm like, clearly they were dirty. So I'm like, clearly y'all are like
dumb
workers. You know what I mean? What's it with blue collar? Blue-collar workers, like, so I guess I won't put up too much of a stink on that front, but I was just like, really? Fuck off? What's next? Are we gonna get the fucking, oh shit, we should make that joke. We should make the Calvin pisses on COVID mask.
No.
Yes.
No, I hate those bumper stickers so fucking much.
Speaking of which...
Like, if you have a Calvin pissing on something bumper sticker, stop listening to us and fuck off, because I don't trust you as a person.
Okay, now wait a minute. So I can tell, I can give people an honest look at our fucking show at the head, and you're like, wow, good talk. But now you can be like, oh, fuck off. I don't disagree, first of all. I'm just...
I know, it's clear. Like that fucking... When He Cheats, if you like that song, I'm already mad at you. And if you like Crazy Bitch, I'm already mad at you. Like,
I don't even know these songs. So
you do. Yeah, you've been at the bar more than once.
I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up 4-wheel drive.
You know the words.
Carved my name into his leather seats. Ugh. Took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights. That last one, I don't know.
That's a crime.
And then it's like, no, maybe it's next time he'll think before he cheats. Yeah, it's super... Wow, that was a lot of property damage just there.
It's like, I did $40,000 of damage to this man's new truck because he cheated on me. And I'm like, could you just talk?
No.
Like, no.
What the fuck?
That's terrible.
And then there's, you know, Crazy Bitch by Buckcherry.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
It's up there with everything else that makes me hate people. Did you see that? Yeah, we've probably talked about that before. The woman who went down the aisle of that song?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I've... Is that Ray?
No. It's Ronald Mysterious.
Yeah, that's Ronald Mysterious. And also, yes, that is Rey.
Wow.
No mask with devil horns.
He legit did the devil horns with his hair.
He also hasn't aged since this moment.
It's all Rey.
I mean, from what I've noticed, like, Latin dudes, much like Japanese women, they don't age very much.
And when they do,
yeah, it's immediate.
It's all over.
They go from 13 to 400 years old. I said 400.
400. No, they're like 12, 22, and 70.
That's
and
the
that's
new
it.
Shirt.
You were just dumbfounded by the...
Yeah, go to teespring.com/discountpodcast.
Oh, that is the first
and pick
time
yourself up some a 400 shirt.
It's adorable and shocking that that's the first time you've seen Rey with the devil horns.
Look. There's, even when I wasn't into wrestling, there's one thing I understand.
Respect the mask of the luchador.
Respect the mask. You don't need to know what a luchador looks like.
Right.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, Rey lost
I'm just gonna say
to
lucha
Kevin Nash,
because,
and it was...
Because that excludes the females. So, lucha.
Lucha. Sorry.
I'm gonna, lucha. Gonna make a good... lucha. Damn it.
Damn,
Daniel.
So, yeah, anyway... At least I explained the mask thing. I'm sorry you've never seen the dog leashes. I'll show you later, and anybody who understands... from the first people I told it to, they were like, that's a whole-ass mood. And I was like, I'm saying, like, can I please just label myself as do not fucking talk to me right now? Because, especially now with coronavirus and shit, I'd like... If
don't
I'm
say
not
that.
At
we're gonna
work...
Get flagged.
If I'm not at work and I'm, like, shopping somewhere... I'm 1,000%, like, just don't fucking talk to me.
We're also 10 minutes in, so we've hit the mark. And yes, oh, it's 30 seconds, isn't it?
What?
On YouTube, sure. You can't swear in, like, 30
minute.
Seconds,
oh,
I think.
It's, I don't know, something like that.
Anyway, yeah, no, I feel you, dude. I saw somebody that earlier on that had a mask that legit, like, those, the bumper stickers.
You just said that.
No, that was, like, if you can read this, you're too close.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I was trying to say before, is, one of my friends had seen that same mask, and I guess one of my other friends who's in a group chat has a coworker that has one that just says, don't stand so, don't stand so, don't stand so close to me.
Hell yeah. That's what
I was
talking
like,
about.
Nice.
Don't stand so.
I mean, granted, that song's so. Creepy as fuck, but that's another conversation. Yeah. The mask is funny. The song is awful. Anyway.
I mean, that's kind of like a fucking... Dancing so close was real.
Oh,
real
yeah,
slow.
Yeah. You can, it's basically about feeling
why
a boner
poke. Why the fuck
you
lying?
Like, why you lying is way better than the fact that you're like, I can feel it poke. And I'm like, are you serious? And that was shit we danced to in middle school. Like, that's gross.
That shit we still dance to. But
nah,
I think that
I
gets,
never liked that song.
I think that gets grandfathered. When I was a kid, I didn't know the lyrics.
Oh,
I was just
yeah.
like, oh, it's a good song. Like, it's a fucking hot song. By the way, Return of the Mac, this summer, as every summer,
yeah, the
top
hit.
Summer song, top hit of the summer for the last fucking however long
years.
It's been.
Yeah,
really.
Like,
yeah.
Our whole years, lives, probably. I don't fucking know.
Holy shit, Return of the Mac. I gotta hear that before I go to bed.
Mark Morrison.
Mark Morrison. Anyway.
It's in my work playlist.
Is it?
I'm not
hell yeah. My man.
It better be.
So, let's see. I don't think Netflix matters anymore. We had it on the board for like a week.
Like,
I don't want to talk about
it. We had
it
on the board for a few weeks.
Look,
it don't
spoiler
matter.
Alert, Netflix picked up a bunch of fucking shows.
It picked up like 3 UPN shows, but all the clickbait articles were like, remember 90s black shows? And I'm like, wow, these articles are awful.
And like black is capitalized. And
yeah.
You're like, wow!
Yeah, great.
And next we have...
This is your Black Lives Matter, right?
This
Black.
Is the Black.
Feeling great. Anyway, it turns out it's a lot less shows than they originally thought it was going to be.
Basically,
and,
dude,
yeah.
They picked up... The only two that matter are Moesha and Sister Sister.
Yeah.
So, whatever. They picked up some shows. Go watch some fucking shows on Netflix.
Hooray! Black Huzzah. Representation on Netflix. Not really. Woo! Corporations.
Right.
Anyway.
So
do we cover the two wrestling ones or the one that's not? That's all we got left on the board before questions.
Well, let's see. What are we at? We are at 31, 32, which means we're technically at 22. So let's go with the wrestling stuff.
The dazzles.
I feel like we should be able to get those out of the way fairly quickly.
We're kind of a wrestling podcast. It just depends on our mood as to how much wrestling we talk about, so...
Oh, hang on. I gotta do the thing.
Alright, continue.
I'm gonna start with my favorite one, and part of why I turned on WCW for this episode.
WCW.
You'll never guess who's back on TNT after, I think it's 20 years? 19 or 20?
Lance Storm?
From what they said? Well, no, but he does work for that same company, I think.
Glacier?
No. Oh, God, he's probably dead. Anyway. No,
he still does indie shows. He was going to go to the one we were going to go to.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I was thinking of somebody else. Fucking Eric Bischoff. The funny part was, is like, Jericho was like, I'm going to debate Orange Cassidy with a special moderator. And Wrestling Twitter was like, it's Bischoff. But at the same time was like, there's no way it's fucking Bischoff. He just got fired from the WWE. And then it was like, wait, he just got fired from the WWE for supporting AEW. Oh, fuck. So it was like just a week of just wrestling Twitter being like, holy shit.
Everyone's like, I know.
Hang on. It's gotta be Bischoff, right? And then he showed up and wrestling Twitter was like, hell yeah, all of us. We knew. But at the same time, it was just like... If you've watched for forever, you're like, holy shit, this is, again, Bischoff, freshly fired from the WWE on a fucking showing competitor up, show on TNT. Like, oh, this is fun.
Which,
this
by the best. Way...
I'm so happy. It's awful, but I love it.
By the way, if you didn't see it, Mike...
Like, I did not.
The debate itself was... Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
But the one thing that gets me is... After Bischoff declares the winner, which is obviously fucking Orange Cassidy, and for good reason, he goes on this whole global warming rant, because that was the question. Yeah. Holy shit, amazing. But
that shit's hilarious. He's like, I know totally relevant to Orange Cassidy, but meanwhile, Orange has not answered anything, because he doesn't speak.
He's silent the whole time.
Yeah, and then he brings up global warming, and Jericho fucking... Plus,
he's like, this has nothing to do with it. I'm not answering this.
Next question. And like, God damn it, I love Jericho. And then he's like, Orange? And Orange takes a deep breath and just spills out a bunch of facts about the sea level rising and how just many of the
Captain
world's...
Planet all of a
sudden. Like how many of the world's major cities will be affected and the percent of population and what time it will affect them. And just all in one breath.
Just in a, like, a very just direct...
Yeah, like, very direct, like, mumbly tone, but, like, right here, and then you see the sea levels will rise this much, and then these cities will be affected, and then, and like, it's just...
It was pretty good.
45 seconds at most, but
I can't find it. I was going to play it, but I can't find it.
Yeah, it's on Twitter, like, all over Twitter, but good luck searching Orange Cassidy at Twitter these days.
But basically, at the end of it all, whatever... Jericho, of course, being Jericho, is like, this is rigged and this is ridiculous, and he didn't answer anything. And he's like, you know what, Bischoff? It's been 22 years and I never liked you. And Bischoff cuts him off and he's like, it's been 24, Chris, and I know exactly how you feel about me.
It was just the fucking,
and I was like, God damn!
It's the greatest fucking thing.
Will and I just like, pepper in the reality?
Yeah.
I will pepper in the fact that I have AIDS.
Bischoff was on Jericho's podcast, and it was a little tense.
It was.
It was a little tense, also, was to say at least. But they had also just been discussing Bischoff for, what, like 2-3 weeks of fucking pods before he was on?
Bischoff discussed it on 52 Weeks on his podcast.
Right.
And then Jericho did one. On his side of the story after he was on 52 Weeks. So it's a fucking goddamn.
It's a weird
it.
Back and forth, dude. That is definitely worth looking into.
Yeah, go listen to both of those because the different sides of the story is incredible.
Dude, even if you don't watch wrestling, if you watch daytime TV, it's that level of drama where you're like, he said, what?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. So,
okay.
It's super dope.
It's fucking dope, dude. So.
And the other thing.
Why can't we stop saying dope?
The other thing, written down at least, because there's plenty to cover on wrestling, but we're trying to not be mostly a wrestling podcast, because we've taken there. That turn for a minute, and we're like, now let's talk about some other stuff.
No, so, now we're mostly a political podcast, yeah. So welcome back to the wrestling.
So, the other thing is, we did discuss the cinematic, theatrical match between Braun Strowman and The Fiend, and, like, Alexa showed up, and, like, Braun was like, oh my god, Alexa, and, like, it got really fucking weird and like very stupid. Like, he just noticed
that she's good-looking? Or right. What? But, like,
well, they had, light? They put the clips from their, mixed team matches, and one of them was, like, he caught her being thrown out of the ring, and then they, like, shared a look. And it was a couple other clips of them when they did Ride Along, which, honestly, if you haven't watched a Ride Along, it's one of the
Ride Along is the best WWE original show they've ever fucking made. That, no, and what I is shit it, Story Time?
Not. Yeah.
Story Ride Time and Story Ride Time Along. Are so awesome.
It's fucking great.
I fucking hate WWE's product. Their weekly shit sucks, but those two shows are great.
Yeah, those two shows are great. But they showed the clips from them riding together and, like, all this other shit, and we're like, this is weird and uncomfortable and mostly useless to use during this match, but that whole match sucked. It was just bad. Their other, like, theatrical matches have honestly been good. They've been the highlight of their recent pay-per-views, which is equally sad and promising and confusing. So, whatever.
But, well, give a little, just in case this is somebody's first and they don't listen, they don't do wrestling. I'm going to give you the bare bones of the context. Braun, big strong dude, huge fucking dude, unstoppable monster, whatever, whatever, can do whatever. Ride Along is just a show where superstars ride with each other and they film it to wherever.
And it's kind of like that, what's that, car character.
Karaoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's they're not in character.
They're just hanging out.
They're just hanging out.
Driving from show to show, which in case you didn't know, wrestlers drive themselves from show to show, and that's...
At least in the WWE.
Yeah.
So Alexa and Braun were driving, and it was very clear they had some chemistry there. Very fucking clear they had some chemistry. Yeah, if I know what you mean. Bray, who we refer to as the Fiend, was this kind of Cape Fear cult leader deal, and then disappeared.
Going way back to.
I'm giving him bare bones.
Okay. Yeah. All
right.
He disappeared for a while, and then when he came back, he was the Fiend. Which is basically a mask designed by Tom Savini, who, fucking shout out to Tom Savini, friend of the show,
dude, that
listener
mask
of the show.
Is nuts.
And, yeah, it's so basically, Bray had this thing with Sister Abigail, which was, I'm not going to get into that, but they teased it being one thing, and it was basically Bray with, like, a fucking veil over his face.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing with Braun and Alexa happened, and now the Fiend is seeing Sister Abigail again. Via Alexa.
Right.
So now we are to where we're at. You are caught up.
Sort of. You just sort made of. It way more confusing and equally helpful.
I can make it worse. So at one point, Randy Orton burned down the house that Sister Abigail was buried under.
Burning down the house?
Yeah.
Talking heads. Burning down
the house.
Anyway... Because you just made it way harder to understand.
Anyway, let's just get through it so we can take the break, like, get to the ads.
Can we just talk about it like people who like wrestling are listening? Because that was too much.
No.
Anyway,
of like the dumbest turns ever.
MSE, hit me up.
The Fiend attacked Alexa with a mandible claw.
And that's a Mankind move.
Well, yeah, but he has it now. He has permission, so whatever.
It was called Mr. Sacco, but anyway.
It was called a mandible claw before it was called Mr. Sacco.
What did Dude Love
popularize?
Did Dude Love do that?
Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack did that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. It was a mandible claw before it was the Sacco thing.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Fiend Bray Wyatt got full permission outside of character to use it. So, like,
outside of character.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big permission.
Like,
man.
Mick actually said he could use it. personally. I think it's cool because, like, I don't know, if a character that weird's gonna use anything, the mandible claw makes sense. It's just the way they write it is, like, it's way stronger than when Mick had it, and that's very confusing. But anyway, he put the mandible claw on Alexa, and they did the same thing they did with the end of the theatric match with Braun, and made it seem like he fucking killed her.
And she came back as Sister Abigail.
Yeah, and, like, she's also wrestling her own matches in the women's division.
Tony Schiavone!
Yes. Anyway. Anyway, it's just awful and confusing, and, like, I guess it's furthering the Braun storyline, but the teased romance between Alexa and Braun was, like, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, so it's very fucking confusing. And I guess also on the confusing, just trying to get people to watch note, I guess I'll quick mention Pat McAfee is fighting our boy Adam Cole.
Baby!
Thank you. At the next NXT Boom. Takeover.
Now I gotta hear it. Now I gotta play it before we go to break.
Do you gotta?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Come on, you tell me you don't want to hear Undisputed Era right now?
The music's not that great. It's the actual entrance I like.
I mean, that's true. Okay. That's fair.
Like, the music ain't shit. It's kind of boring music. It's the entrance and the way Adam Cole fucking owns it, which is why I respect him.
What were you going to say?
Me?
Yeah, you started to say something.
I don't remember. I was probably just chiming in.
I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I would hope so. You're part of the show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you don't... What do you mean? What? Do you feel like we don't include you?
I just showed up.
Drink, bitches. Mike hasn't talked in at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, drink, probably. Motherfuckers. Oh, man.
Mine's empty.
Yeah, so is mine. I can't. So I guess it's break time, then.
It is break time, apparently. So let us...
We still got my minute, too.
Let's
go. Yeah, we gotta do Mike's hockey minute these days again.
Dumb fuckers are playing.
Oh, okay, shit. Are we leaving wrestling?
Oh yeah. I don't care.
Okay. I fucking care. As producer of the show, I fucking
care. I mean, like, I don't care to drag it out beyond the break.
Okay, so
I have plenty to say, but
let's go to break and then we'll do Mike's minute. And then we'll get to some questions.
Yeah.
And then after that, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Isn't that great?
Isn't that Hell great? Yeah. So
well,
great!
Well, it was great!
Well, it was great!
I'll be surprised if that makes it past the cleanup.
Yeah, that was really fucking quiet. I'll be completely honest.
It's super low.
Well, it was great! There. I did my best impression.
Anyway.
Let me pause, because I also have to pee.
Yeah, absolutely.
It depends.
You say this.
The break.
Yeah, the void.
Are you ready for the break?
Okay, here we go. Bye.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right! And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Whistle to be merry.
We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Holy shit, we're back from the void?
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
I don't know what to tell you. Welcome to Podcast World. Anyway, do we have Jovi? I know we've got some questions.
Yeah, we
do. I know we got questions.
And hey, it turns out we've gotten more lately from the Discord than our Twitter. And while we want you to follow us on Twitter, we do like the day-to-day conversation on the Discord. It is pinned on our Twitter profile. Please come hang out. We share recipes, random videos, random conversation, and it's also where we ask for questions.
You can influence this piece of shit show.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound great?
You can just see what random memes we decide to share. It's a good time.
That's our mental age of our audience.
Yeah. I'm going to start with the one from Dan. Because we really only have three? Yeah, three. I'll start with the one from Dan. What movie would you force someone to watch repeatedly as a form of torture? This is going to be a hard one for Mike because he hates most movies.
Mike,
and all I can think of
while.
Is that fucking that clown yep. horror movie we made him watch.
What, Steve's movie?
Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
It's the one about a birthday party clown.
Teeth?
No,
the beginning of the movies where, like, they kill him, and then it, like, it's years later when they're, like, in high school at a party that he comes back and, like, is picking him off one by one. I forget what it's called.
I have no recollection
where, like,
of
they
this
have,
movie.
They have to go destroy, like, the eggs in some random shed in a cemetery or some shit. I don't remember.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like...
You okay over there?
I inhaled wrong, which is apparently a thing you can do.
It's
I'm
like,
better now.
I would say it's like barely a B movie.
Yeah.
Patches?
I think it's Patches. It's what I was thinking.
Are you talking
I didn't
about
want
the,
to say anything.
Are you talking about the one where, like, the dude puts on the clown suit and he becomes the clown?
No, that's the one directed by What's-His-Fuck.
Because that's the one that you and I watched that's actually really fucking good.
That one's
good.
Really good and fucking way scarier than it should be and gave me nightmares and it was
ridiculous.
I think
it's just called Clown, actually.
I think so. That's, god damn it. Green Inferno. Dude that was in...
No. Wait, what?
Dude Green that Inferno? Was in, oh, fuck.
Green Inferno was about a cannibalistic tribe. We own it, but we've not watched it.
I think he directed that. It's the same dude who was in, oh, god damn it, the Tarantino movie about the Nazis.
Eli Roth?
Yeah. Yeah, he directed that, too. The one that we saw.
It's about a fucking clown.
It might just be called Clown.
No, because the one that's called Clown is the one where the dude...
turns into the clown. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, the clown cancels on his son's birthday party, so he finds this suit and puts it on and he becomes the clown.
That's what I'm talking about. The one Mike was talking about is just a shitty B-movie.
Well, fuck, that could have been anything. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Killjoy.
Is it?
Killjoy. That's what you're talking about, right? Like, where they end up in the high school and, like, this weird dream sequence where they're, like, in a warehouse, but not in a warehouse?
No.
Damn it. What the fuck is that called?
We watched Killjoy. That's the
one... We did watch Killjoy.
No, that's the other fucking clown movie. God, there's so many. Because there's the other one.
No, that's it. There's only four.
The dude that cut the people in half had a lot of tits.
You're talking about... Oh, Fuck.
There's a lot of tits.
Fuck. What is the name of that movie? What is the name of that movie?
There's a sequel coming, and I'm like, I'm so mad. I'm like kicking this fucking footrest. Oh my god.
What is the name of that movie? God damn it.
The worst part is I think we follow the dude that stars.
That played the clown?
Yeah. I think we follow the dude that played the clown, but he got banned.
God damn it. Where the fuck is my phone? What is the name of that goddamn movie? I know what you're talking about.
But like,
Terrorizer?
Yes.
Terrorizer.
Yes.
Oh hell my yeah!
God. I'm glad it's we like, got there.
No, are you talking? You're talking about the because
Terrifier.
That's the one where like the chicks are at the diner late, and the dude with the clown mask comes in. That's not what he's talking about, and I can see it on his face.
No, it's not. You just said on another note. Sorry, what was the name movie? We came to the name of the one.
Patches?
Yeah, Patches.
I think.
Is it Patches?
I think so.
All right, Google it. Google search. A little Google fool. Patches horror movie.
The fact that we're relying on me for the name of a movie is a bad start.
No, and like, the thing is like, I knew you hated it, so I was like, I don't know, maybe he'll know. It wasn't.
It doesn't come up.
No, it doesn't.
It's got to be something else. That might have just been the name of the fucking clown in the movie.
And I can't really just
search it,
clown horror movie, so
I think that was it, actually.
What,
that was the clown's name, yeah.
The clown's name was Patches. I don't.
Did we
think
do a commentary
name
on it?
No, because we were going to, and we joked about it for weeks, and then we brought it up to Mike, and he was like, "I'll fucking kill you."
I mean, that's most movies we bring up to Mike. So I don't.
No, that one was one that I gave up on because, like, legit, when me and Steve made him watch it, he was just like, either pissed off or asleep at any given moment in the
fucking movie. Again, that's
pretty
much every movie we've been to.
I was going to say, I remember falling asleep in Insidious, but I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that on the show.
Yeah.
I
don't know what it's called.
I don't know the name of it. It's fine.
It's not important.
Yeah, it's
okay,
really
anyway,
not.
So what's the movie that you make? That's yours. What? Is that clown movie, right?
I mean, no, because I wouldn't even want anyone to watch it. It's just
that's the point. It's the torture part.
No, like, it's just dumb.
Okay, so what's your torture movie?
I would say it's Suspiria.
Really?
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I fucked that
Suspiria?
Movie.
Suspiria?
Yeah, it's stupid.
What is Suspiria?
Wait, the original
old?
Or the... Okay.
Yeah,
it's
the old
70s fucking psychological thriller.
Nope, I got it. Hang on.
It just got remade. It's a classic, and I'm not shocked that Mike hates it.
I recognize the poster.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It'd be
Young
like if
American...
he said fucking... Sorry, I'll get it out of my system. It'd be like if he said Rosemary's Baby. I'm like...
Oh, it's
almost,
such a long, drawn-out movie.
Yeah, I'm almost equally punchy, where I'm like, but it's so good. Granted, it took me how long to get you to watch fucking The Omen? And then you were like, this is so... It's not a horror movie. And I'm like, I told you it wasn't a horror movie.
No, it's a suspense.
Isn't that like
film.
An Italian movie? The Suspiria, sorry.
I think
the
original
is.
Yeah. Young American dancer Susie Banyan arrives in 1970s Berlin to audition for the
Sounds
world-renowned
right.
Helena Marco's dance company. When she vaults to the role of lead dancer, the woman she replaces breaks down and accuses the company's female director of witchcraft. That escalated fast. Meanwhile, an inquisitive psychotherapist... Okay, we're getting weird here. And a member of the troupe uncovered dark and sinister secrets as they probe the depths of the studio's hidden underground chambers.
That movie is on the same level as, like, The Omen and Rosemary's Baby. And to a point, Exorcist. Like, Exorcist has its, like... clear horror, but a lot of it is psychological, and I'm not gonna give shit to Mike for not liking it. I'm way into 70s psychological thriller horror type movies. So
how long does it say the movie is?
Probably 2 hours and 30 minutes is my guess.
It felt like
2 hours 33 minutes.
Yeah, it felt like 6.5 hours.
I thought it was 2.5 hours.
Because it was so goddamn boring. Like, it's just, to me, where I'm insanely biased, I get it, but...
No, he hates everything.
It was
All
just not interesting, like, from the start.
Yeah, you don't like anything. We know that.
People included.
Like, you trying to torture somebody is going to be somebody else's fucking heaven.
Okay, I think I got one. What's yours, Joby?
What's mine? Fuck, I don't know. Jackass the movie?
As torture?
Yes.
Odd choice, but okay.
I looked over at our DVDs, and I really can't think of one, because I like...
There's not one movie that you've been like, okay, for example, I've never seen the movie Martyrs. However, I've walked in on that movie being played, and I saw one nail get pulled out of the bed, and I fucking left.
What's that movie with fucking J-Lo? Is that called Mother-in-Law?
The Neighbor?
No, there's one where she has a problem with her mother-in-law, and it was, like, always on cable. And I tried to watch it, because it was a huge
J-Lo
movie.
Mother-in-law is a popular... Monster-in-law.
Monster-in-law. Yeah, no, that...
That's fine.
Of all the things I've attempted to sit through, I attempted to sit through that because it was, like, a huge hit when I came out, and, like, I've also never watched, like, rom-coms or anything akin to that.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, like, I just, I don't get them, I don't care about them, they can all fuck off. Like, they're just weird fantasy films, and all I hate all of them. And they're mostly about stalkers.
And also, then I saw Lance Storm.
I saw Monster-in-Law, and it was on cable, and at the time, I kind of hated my ex's mom, so I was like, oh, let's see if the relatability makes this movie watchable. And by the end of the movie, I was like, this is the single worst thing I've ever subjected myself to.
So you've never seen either Gigli or Jersey Girl?
No.
Oh, good. Neither have I. I hear they're terrible. I won't do it.
According to the people who made them, yes.
So
much like Twilight, I feel like Twilight you could put on the list just because.
No, see, I went way darker than you guys did. My immediate thought.
13.
No, my immediate thought was Human Centipede, and I was like, no, that's too obvious.
And I thought
that
forever.
Movie was amusing.
Yeah, like right, I could sit through that. It's just dumb.
It's a lot of we've talked about this before. I've mentioned this before. It's a lot of implied horror. There's nothing really that you see. You don't see the surgery. You don't see, like, there's a scene where one of the people is clearly shitting into the mouth of the other people, but don't see it. It's implied.
Yeah, it's just implied. It's what would like be the gross is if, like, psycho.
The stitches started to bust on the mouth right, and, like, shit started to ooze okay. out. But yeah. No, they're just, it's implied. You don't ever see anything.
Rohypnol. And then,
Rohypnol. Exactly, that we were just talking about.
And all of them seem, like, weirdly okay with the situation when that happens.
Right.
Like, ew, but that's
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Very much shy salt.
I do not want this. And I'm like, okay, no, your visceral reaction would be, like, to throw up and the stitches would get ripped and infected and whatever. No, that movie's not as bad as it makes itself out to be.
Right. So my next guess, well, my next choice was going to be a Serbian film, but I've never seen a Serbian film, so I feel like it's unfair to pick that, which is
and
why
that's
I landed.
Because it has actual animal torture.
No, I think you're thinking of Animal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust, right.
Sorry.
Serbian film was the one where they thought they were actually killing people, right?
No, that was Cannibal Holocaust.
Was that?
Yes.
The fuck happened in Serbian film?
I'm already on IMDb, so I will look it up.
Because, like, I don't know, everybody always names that, and I'm like, fight me, but I've never seen it.
I'll put it to you this way. I downloaded it because I was on... When I lived in Florida, I used to go to this coffee shop and torrent shit all the time.
Yeah.
And I was on a lookout for,
as
like,
you
the
did
most...
in the 2000s.
Yeah, I was on the lookout for, like, the most shocking graphic films of all time.
Right.
And I came across a Serbian film, which, again, I've never seen, but I had a former coworker, when I mentioned the film, tell me that if I watched it and was not changed at the end of it, he would never talk to me again.
Yeah, that's just a wuss. I'm gonna be fucking honest, that's just so was.
Like people granted, who watched Avatar and they were like, oh my fucking god, dude.
Right.
Yeah. Max dude, Scoville, was... listener of the show, Max Scoville, friend of the show. Up at Noon Star.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. A Serbian film is a 2010 Serbian exploitation horror film. produced and directed by some name I can't pronounce, in his feature film debut. That name also co-wrote the film with another name I can't pronounce. It tells the story of a financially struggling porn star who agrees to participate in a, quote, art film, only to discover that he's been drafted into a snuff film with pedophilic and necrophilic themes. The film stars Serbian actors, two names I can't pronounce. I've never seen it. And while that sounds awful, I have to resort to this because this film I have seen, and it is fucked up. So go ahead and make your point.
What's the other Eli Roth film? Not Hospice. What the fuck are they called?
Hostel.
Hostel. Like, everybody thought that was super fucked up, and yeah, I got uncomfortable.
The Hostel films were fucked up.
They are fucked up, but like, they wouldn't be forever torture. Eventually, you get used to seeing somebody's ankle slit.
Right. Well, that's why I'm getting to here. So my choice is a film called Dead Girl.
Okay.
Don't know it? I thought you would, for sure.
Dead Girl. I've heard of it, but I don't know it.
This is also on the list of torrents that I got from that search. Dead Girl is a 2008 American black comedy horror film written by Trent Haga and director Marcel Sarmiento and Gadi Harel, I think. It stars Shiloh Fernandez and Noah Segan as teenage boys who discover a naked female zombie, played by Jenny Spain. When one of them wants to keep her as a sex slave and the other objects, their friendship is tested. It's pretty fucked up. You know what's another good choice? The Good Neighbor.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah, I think that's the winner. I think that's the winner.
Movie.
Fuck The Good Neighbor. The Good Neighbor is a fucking...
It's not that it's like... It's not graphic.
No, it's the mental...
It'll fuck your brain up for days.
All right,
we watched that and I sat there like, no.
Let me look it up.
Oh, also, I have changed my mind on my official answer. Well, that one's good. The Audition.
The Audition?
Yeah.
That's the Korean film, right? I still haven't seen that one.
Yeah. No. Yes. Just the awfulest thing I've ever seen. And I just recently learned what she was saying in a certain scene translated to. And I'm not going to say what it was because it gives away a huge scene. But it's this girl who was auditioning for a movie scene. And they were like super just sexist and rapey. And she gets the utmost revenge and the most terrifying, like, the most violent, slow fucking torture ways, but with just a smile on her face the whole time. It's very much like that French film.
High Tension.
Yeah.
Yes. High Tension's a fucking great film.
It's great, but it is uncomfortable. Legitimately just uncomfortable.
Okay, so The Good Neighbor, the synopsis of it. A pair of mischievous high school kids create the illusion of a haunting on an unsuspecting neighbor while keeping his every reaction under surveillance. They see much more than they bargained for and discover that the man they're tormenting is not the easy target they'd expected. It's a fucked up movie. Like, it ends on such a note where even I was like, whoa!
Dude, I fucking
holy
cried.
Shit! Yeah, it was bad.
I cried when that movie ended.
And it wasn't even the ending of the two teenagers. It was the ending of that old man's story.
Yeah.
Where, like, they play it all back and they give you insight into everything. And like,
it's fucking painful. Yeah, the other one sucks, is Dementia.
Fuck Dementia. Fuck Dementia, dude. That shit bothers me on a level that I cannot explain.
Yeah.
Putting people in the care of other people and having those people betray that trust and fuck with them.
Yeah.
Like, I can't handle that.
No. If you want to see something that'll fuck you up for the rest of your life, that's one movie. Dementia's another movie. Audition's definitely on the list.
Listen to the Discount Podcast, episode one. Can we share the rest of that whiskey, please?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I don't know what I would actually torture somebody with. I feel like maybe the last two we mentioned. Well, Audition is bad. Eventually, we get used to...
What was that one we watched where, like, the dude had kidnapped the chick. He had held her hostage. Well, he held her captive in his house. And then eventually she, like, you know what I'm talking about? It was a Spanish flick. And he kept her in the house.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah.
I put it in my favorites on Netflix.
Get the notebook. No, get the notebook. It's in the notebook. It's in the notebook. I know it's in the notebook. Jovi and I have this notebook that we write down shit in, like WWE or wrestling events, sign events, or movies that we see on Netflix that we want to keep track of. What the fuck is the name of that movie? You'll know it when you see it. You have to.
Unrelated.
Yeah.
The clown movie was called Stitches.
Stitches. Yes.
Also, once again, fuck you, Steve.
Oh, yes. I remember that now. Because, like, they were getting high and fucking running around this. Yeah. This, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's not on the fucking list. And now I'm mad.
Here, trade.
Because we have Raw Zombie Beavers.
Great fucking movie. Do not underestimate Zombie Beavers. That is a fucking classic. Well, Zombie
Beavers technically is the name.
Angry Beavers.
Before I Wake wasn't it. 47 Meters Down Can Suck My Dick. Deathgasm, Tales of Halloween. Creep. Creep's a fucking
Creep's
good one.
Creep's a good one.
The Girl in the Photographs wasn't that. The Invitation.
It
Mercy?
Might be.
Was it the girl in the... No.
Was it Mercy? No. Was it? Might be Mercy. No. How's it spelled?
M-E-R-C-Y.
Okay. I was asking because if it was an I was like, okay, it was a French film. It definitely wasn't
yeah,
it.
Yeah. We don't have Let it there. Let me see the...
That's it?
Yeah.
That's seriously it? You read off so many, like, less names than it looked from over here.
Oh, and on French films that you should definitely watch, you know what I'm going to mention.
I'm pretty sure it's The Girl in the Photographs.
Is it?
It might be Mercy. Oh, it's one of those two.
Oh, right, because she thought... Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not getting any details on that one.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Mm.
Glug, glug, glug. Drink, ladies and gentlemen.
Another one. No. Like, we're not even trying to torture people with movies. We're just mentioning movies now. And while we're mentioning movies, The Perfection.
Oh, yes.
Dear God, watch The Perfection.
That's a good one,
That
man.
Shit fucked me up for, like, 3 days.
The Perfection is about a violinist student who goes on to have an illustrious career, and there's another student who idolizes that particular musician and gets an invite to be trained by the same person that trained her at the same academy, and it sounds so boring,
and I clicked on it just because it was in horror, and I read the description, and I'm like, a violin student learns how to play violin from her fucking idol, great, and then it's in horror, and I'm like, I would love to fucking figure out why this is in horror.
It's like a slow burn.
It's a very slow burn.
You don't find out, like,
fucked up sections in between.
Like the last 20 minutes of the movie, you're just like,
no.
Or not even.
Like, it starts out fucked up in one way, and then shit just turns around, and you're like, holy fuck, this is way more fucked up. You might actually like it. Because it keeps pulling the rug out from under you. So it's not like... There's no cliches. None. There are zero cliches. And the whole time you think you're cheering on somebody, and then you're cheering on somebody else, and you're cheering on somebody else, and by the end of the movie you're just like...
It's really well done.
Holy fucking shit.
Because
what did I watch?
You do literally adapt to that the entire film. Like, they introduce you to a character, and you're like rooting for him. And then they introduce you to another character, and it's very clear you're not supposed to be rooting for this character. This character is bad. This is bad news bears for everybody. And
not
then they introduce
first,
another
though.
Thing, and you're like...
Not at first.
No, not at first.
Everybody seems amicable at the front of
that's
the
That's what
movie.
I'm talking
like
about.
Like, the first 30 minutes, you're like, everybody seems chill. What the fuck? Why is this in horror?
Slowly they deteriorate over time, and oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
The Perfection is a good one.
There's like four different fucking just plot twists that are actually well done, where, like, you might think it for a second, but what you think for a second is half of what actually is happening for that part, and then there's four other parts happening, you're like, what the fucking shit is going on?
Well, you know what, guys? I think we did it. But before we leave,
Yes, dear.
I mean, I was wondering. Also, let me know.
He won't listen. Let him know.
It's done.
It's done.
Okay,
good. You may speak. Without the song you hate.
I'm just mad they made the playoffs.
Of course they did.
They shouldn't have.
We're talking about the Flyers.
No.
No.
I'm talking about the Blackhawks.
Yeah. Oh, the Blackhawks.
Yeah, they shouldn't
have. That's where that song comes from.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I don't fucking hockey, and sports are irrelevant right now, so I'm sorry.
Well, hockey's not a sport, so it's fine.
That's fine. It's so the Blackhawks made it?
Yeah. Because Edmonton shit the bed.
Honestly, they usually do. They are
yeah, but they
almost,
suck now.
I know. That's the worst part. Like, when they made it all the time, they were like the Yankees of hockey. And I'm like, I hate that I became a fan right as this happened. Because, like, I'm stoked because I just started watching hockey. And they keep winning. And that's dope. And then I'm like, oh, God, they're like the Yankees. Like, they just have the money advantage. This is dumb. And now I see them, and I'm like, what are y'all doing? The fuck? And then they win, and I'm like,
salary caps, am I right?
Yeah.
And that was my... No.
Oh, that's it?
No, let's see.
I mean, I don't know what you can do about that.
How are the Flyers doing?
Oh, they're the top seed.
Oh, they, nope, nice. Sorry.
And that's a wrap. No, they beat Tampa Bay tonight, so they're the top seed.
All right.
So they get to play Montreal.
Oh, joy.
Why do they get to play a team from another country?
The NHL...
Why is the NHL the only sports league that allows...
No, baseball has one, too.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, the Raptors, yeah.
That's basketball, but yes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. Baseball and basketball, yeah.
What is the baseball team?
The Blue Jays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Super.
Which is funny because they're like the World Series, and you're like,
yeah, just the U.S.
And one team from
US
Canada
and Toronto.
Toronto. The World Series. Well, Toronto. Which is funny because like at some point before, I don't know. Politics got this messy, Japan was like, excuse you, can you not call it the World Series? And we're like, no, we're just gonna hire your best players.
I was gonna say, that's why they validate it, because all the best players in the world, quote-unquote, play in,
so
you know,
we just the MLB buy out in the best US, Japanese like, players.
It's like, you sure about that? Because,
on a friendly side note, my favorite of the Japanese players Americans hired, because the Brewers hired a player that played Fandango's music for his fucking at-bat. And it was the weirdest shit, because it was right when, like, also the Yes Movement was going on. So we just said, da 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 da, and, like, we're in the Brewers stadium, and everybody's fucking going for it for this wrestling theme. And, like, the first time I saw it in person was my Uncle Jim, and we're just dying, but it was also when the Yes chants were going on, and we're like, there's too much wrestling in baseball right now. It's not okay.
But most importantly, about the hockey playoffs, Pittsburgh didn't make it. Delicious.
Damn.
They got eliminated by Montreal. That was fantastic. I was happy. Audibly happy.
I would imagine, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like super out of the loop on this one. I don't.
Don't hockey.
I don't do the hockey.
You really don't sports other than maybe the Packers.
Like, go Packers, fuck the Bears.
You're Wisconsin-ass.
I go to Pack
He'll occasionally tailgate at a Brewers game, not Brewers knowing game. What's going on.
I won't
attend. I'll bring a book to a fucking baseball game.
Like, I won't attend an Admirals game because, like,
no.
It's $17.
Yeah, and the only time I've paid for an Admirals game is to meet wrestlers.
Basically, yeah. I bought a ticket just to meet fucking Marty Jannetty, who apparently, oh, like, 2 days God. Ago just confessed casually to a fucking murder. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, might have made someone disappear.
Yeah, the first time.
Keep that shit to yourself.
The first time.
The first time. Like, that's the shit that fucks me up. The first time
I was buying weed off some fag at a fucking club, and it's the first time I made a fucking guy disappear.
They, like, should have looked in the river. And
yeah,
like
what,
whoa,
the fuck, Marty?
Dude, what the fuck?
His, like, quote, not mine.
It's
by
a magic
the way.
Trick.
Yeah.
Poof.
Made a man disappear. And, like, when we met him, he seemed like he was, I don't know, at least mentally put together.
Not really.
Oh, all right.
For a wrestler from the 80s, I
not
guess.
Really.
I hate to, like, add that addendum.
Yeah,
I'm like,
really.
For a wrestler from the 80s, he seemed put together.
Not
and
really.
Then I think about it, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's a bad standard to hold him against, because, like...
That's just really sad.
Yeah, basically.
Basically. Oh, my God.
The worst one I saw...
Oh, no,
well,
not, not, no, no.
Oh, oh, oh.
No. Sorry, a breeze blew through.
One of the worst ones I saw was actually Raven. Wasn't even an 80s wrestler.
Yeah.
He was
Harry
just like,
Saturn. Sari Patterson.
No, Saturn.
Go to teespring.com/discountpodcast and get yourself a Sari Patterson shirt.
At least he doesn't have fucking cons that he goes to. The worst I saw at a con was probably Raven. And that shit shocked. It shocked.
It shocked.
That and
what
Brutus Beefcake.
Oh, shucks.
When I saw Brutus the Barber Beefcake at a con, I had just seen him at a show like 2 months earlier. And I, like, tried to say something about it. Like, hey, I appreciate what you did at this show. And his handler looked at me and, like, did this weird wave. Like,
oh,
he has no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Like, the hand across the throat, like,
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, no, don't.
Don't do
you'll
no
wake
idea.
The demons, don't.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And then he didn't charge me for the autograph because I just looked at him like, what the fuck? Oh, no. And then, like, you know, inevitably got sad because I'm like,
because that's just really sad.
Yeah, it was just actually sad. And he was like, we're not going to charge you. And, like, he remembered me from the show was the worst part. Where I'm like, oh, yeah, like, a couple months ago, you were in Wisconsin. You did a show. It was super cool. And then he was like, shh. And then was like, no, I remember you. You're friends with David. And he's like, cool. Can I get the autograph? And it was already signed. And he was like, no charge,
just go. Here you go to this fucking dude with, like, his handler's like, oh, he doesn't remember that. And he's like, no, I remember you. And you're like, can I get that autograph then? And he's like,
I don't know!
Yeah, and, like, the worst part was, is, like, he was mad when I mentioned something he didn't remember.
You're making
so he, like,
me mad.
Very angrily signed it and handed it to me. And didn't know whether payment was there or not, was just looking at the next person in the line, and the dude handling it was like, just fucking take it.
Just walk away.
And it was like,
please go. Go now.
Dope. I'm
just
gonna
go.
Just cross the end. Dope. Dope. Super dope. Go.
Just don't mention this again. And I'm like, that was 2 months ago. Okay.
Bye. Drugs, am I right?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Well, he was talking earlier.
Oh, nope.
Fucking Vampiro has been...
I can't find it, sorry. Go on, Vampiro, what?
Vampiro... It took you that long, Jesus.
Dude, fuck you. You operate the soundboard one time. Also, by merch, we need a Rodecaster Pro. Anyway.
No, Anton mentioned... Was that today or last night?
What?
Vampiro.
Today.
Yeah, I thought so. We were talking about, like, dementia and, like, just dealing with, like, in our bit of work, you get a lot of people with dementia. And, like, I try to mention shit I've talked about before with anybody who has dementia when they come in, so I can try to, like, refresh them in any way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll bring you back, you can remember a thing, good for you. It's a good exercise, and I dealt with dementia in my family, so I know it's a good exercise. But, he brought it up. Vampiro does live feeds, and he did one where you pulled over on the side of the road, and he was on the way to fucking something. He never explained it, but he was like, I don't know where I am, and I don't know where I'm going, and I don't remember where I am. Yeah, like, he's just crying.
Terrible.
He's a fucking mess, and he's, like, shaking. He's like, I don't know where I am.
God, what a great way to end it.
I don't know where I'm going.
Hell yeah.
I don't know where I started.
No, I don't.
I'm trying to go somewhere.
I'm not even going to close the window on the winds of change. I'm not closing it. It's gotta happen. We're getting too serious, man. I'm getting sad. I'm getting the sads. And I can't handle it anymore.
That's no more sads.
No more sads. This is the Discount Podcast, the DP. You didn't expect it. But
you might like it.
You might like it. Thank you, Joby. That was it, man. Thank you. If you made it all the way through this episode, fucking good on you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. And this isn't different or the same to any other episode. Please feel free to check out the catalog. That's what we're here for.
Also, feel free to donate roughly $600.
Yes, we need $600. We are not starting a GoFundMe, but we need new equipment. My laptop is actually starting to rebel against the things that I want to do that it did before. So, I mean, or don't, you know, whatever.
It's your choice.
Yeah, it's your choice.
But seriously.
Yeah, but seriously, do it. Actually,
please
do
buy
it.
Some merch.
Please buy some merch. Go to the fucking, go to discountpodcast.com. You can find a link to the merch. You can get some face masks. You can get some shirts. After tonight, I definitely will have some more shirts to put up.
And I shit you not, if there's a line that you really like, we might put it out as a shirt. So hit us up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, fucking absolutely. Follow us on Twitter. Join the Discord. And be like, yo, can I get this as a shirt? And I'll just fucking make it. It's that simple. You can have anything you want on a shirt. It's easy. But beyond that, I thank you two for being here this week.
As we tend to do.
And I thank you, listener, for being here this week. It means a lot. There's more to come. So hang in there, children.
Socially distance.
Wear a fucking mask.
Please and thank you.
Yes.
Look. Hopefully that was like, okay.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there.
welcome the dead and silence the beast inside of your head.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go, Jonestown Buttons! Swallow the hemlock, drink from the cup, let's go! Let's go! Let's go, Jonestown Buttons! Swallow the hemlock, drink from the cup!
What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Miss Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.